Mike Fiuta joins us, VP of Hockey Operations, Director of Player Personnel for the Los Angeles Kings. Do you have, I've always wondered about this, because when fans will go to a hockey game, junior or otherwise, they'll see the scouts all wearing black. That is the color. That's the uniform. up in the corner, or some guys will be at center ice. Do you have a preferred position to watch hockey games, or does it change depending on who you're watching?
I guess I'm not allowed to use on the couch with a cold beer.
Sure, why not?
That used to be. Now it's, I think, I find up to the higher, I'm kind of a little more used now at the press box at Staples. That's a little high for a scouting purpose. But some of the junior ranks, if you're higher up in the middle, I find you've got a Mark Giannetti picked a great spot, and it was an NHL rink, but it was in Calgary. You're over the game. I think it's so much easier to see how play, especially when you're talking about just the general speed and hockey sense. You can just see things develop, and you have a better concept of what kind of options players have, what they do with time and space, and I just think you can see the whole thing unfold. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it would be higher up at center ice, but again, not at the almost midway between the NHL buildings, where sometimes you seem to be a little too far away from it, but you have the access to your video replay and all that stuff in your box. But I don't know. That's probably from a general standpoint, that would be it. I mean, you've got to kind of get your. We have so much use of video now, too. So, I mean, usually you like to check yourself whether you go to a game and then you go back and you watch the video to make sure you saw what you're writing about. And that's one of the neat things with Dean. I know early in my stages of doing it is, you do a written report and you're really comfortable with what you think you've seen, and then you go back and you watch the video and you're like, oh boy,
yeah,
what was that? Was this the same? I remember, right? I think it was somebody in Windsor. One of the first couple of years I was with, and the only thing saving grace was the guy that I was with wrote the exact same kind of thing that I did. But when we rewatched the video, it was like, were we in the same building, or were we like?
What was in the coffee, Mike?
it can happen, but you mean, and that's your attention to detail's got to be there. You got to check yourself with video to make sure you see what you're seeing. During Drew's draft here, I went in 10 the one game in Niagara because it was the best game I had seen him play, and I just wanted to sit behind the net. And I remember writing in my report, I felt like I was in the backfield with Tom Brady because you would see it set up behind the net, and that would be almost your sky cam behind the quarterback. And there's a lot of guys that you hear the old first option, he gets out, go tape to tape, don't hold on the puck too long, just make a good first pass. But Drew would he'd make everybody miss him, and like he had that ability to bring the puck up and guys just turn away because they don't want to look foolish. And then he'd hit his second or third option, and I remember saying, I feel like this has got to be what it feels like to be in Tom Brady's backfield, where he knows where everybody on the ice is, and when he wants to make his play, he can make them, and he finds every receiver and knows where every receiver is, not just one. That'll hold, get stuck on one target and hit him with the pass. And then he had some guy, poor guy, he had a guy going up and down on the power play. He was faking a slap shot and dragging it across the blue line, and the guy must have gone up and down six times with Drew pulling fakes off. And I was just, and then I switched and I got went to the other end, so I could once again. I was just enjoying too much having the process unfold of what it was like, as much as you could, seeing the game from his sight lines. So.
Is there much? I mean, that's a wonderful story, but is there much that you can glean by being close to the glass from a scouting point of view?
It's hard. I think it's harder. I think in Niagara, in that rink, this before they moved into their new building, you could sit up a little higher up. I think when you're down that close to the ice, it's difficult because it happens so quickly. And I mean, it's crazy things. I remember thinking it was going to be the coolest thing in the world. I had front row tickets for a Leaf game, and somebody comes up, and the first time somebody stops, you get a bunch of snow on your glass. It's not like you have windshield wipers that you can clean it off, and they did a pretty good job, but there's just so many things that can happen down at that can distract you. And then I think, for me anyways, at least at a National Hockey League, I mean, certainly when you're working, you want to be higher up. You don't want to have any blind spots. For the most part, sometimes it gets difficult because, with us all dressed in our black uniforms, people know you're there, and then you have your regular, your regular people that are there watching the game that want to turn around and chat about who you're looking at and what you're doing. And and you got to, I mean, you're being paid to be there. You got to remain focused and do your job.